Hi, my name's Andrew Thorpe. I'm the founder of a concept called Speakeasy Groups, which is a mechanism and a philosophy for helping people to become more influential, more persuasive, and particularly to help people drive and develop more business when they're in a position to articulate their message, to help them get their message across so they have more impact. Now, in the first audio recording that I put together recently, we talked about five different ways in which Speakeasy could help you develop your communication skills. Now, in the remaining section here, we're going to do five more, which relate more to sales and marketing. How does Speakeasy help you drive and generate more sales and more opportunities? So here's six for you. Number six, know your own story better. Okay, Speakeasy will help you understand what you have to offer. And very often people don't know this because they're too close to what they do. And it prevents them from getting their message across and doing themselves justice because perhaps they haven't stopped to reflect on how they get their message across. It's what I describe as your story, and it's much more than the factual elements of what you do. It's also to do with things like why you do what you do, how you came to do what you do now, what you're still hoping to achieve in your business, maybe a case study of transformation, how you've really transformed someone's fortunes as a client. All these things help you come across as being more interesting, more authentic. It's a more powerful proposition to listen to. And let's face it, you become convinced of your own value, which helps you when negotiating your fees. Number seven in the list of 10 is that it'll help you develop your uniqueness. Many people claim to have a USP, a so-called unique selling point. But you know what? It's more of a CSP. It's more of a common selling point. You know, we're number one for customer service. We treat our employees with great respect and, you know, invest in them and all the rest of it. Well, you know what? Join the queue. Everybody says that. So helping to understand your story, part of that is to develop something that's more distinctive so that you're seen as having a, you know, you're able to stand out from the crowd. It makes it easier for people to understand what you do that's different to anybody else and helps them to choose you as opposed to any of your rivals. Number eight, is very closely aligned with this, is that you will, after a while of improving your story, improving the way you put it across, you'll start to be seen as distinctive and you'll develop a following. You'll find that people who are attracted to your way of thinking and your way of doing things, your particular message, like you. They warm to your message, it resonates with them, and they will find you. And the beautiful thing about having this so-called tribe is that those people who find you come ready warmed. In other words, you don't have to break through their instinctive distrust and skepticism, which is very commonplace in the modern world. Because, of course, so many people have a pushy sales message of buy now, you know, we're best and all the rest of it. And people just don't respond very positively to it. You need to, you know, they have to break through their initial distrust and skepticism to even engage with you if you have that kind of approach. So much better to pull people in because what you say, the way you do things, what you stand for resonates with them. Number nine, from a practical point of view, Speakeasy helps you to explain or put your message across to more people. It's a platform to explain what you do to a greater number of people, which in itself can only be a positive thing. And of course, finally, number 10, you build extraordinary relationships through something like Speakeasy because you're all on a shared journey together. You're all learning something together. You're in the same boat. And it's quite a vulnerable situation you place yourself in when you ask to have critique and feedback on something that you've just said. It's a very open and authentic process and leads to some fantastic relationships. So I hope you'll come and join us. I hope you'll find out more by going to speakeasygroups.com. The first session that we run is free. So come along, give us a try, and I hope that you'll come on board and start that shared journey with us. Thank you very much.